In Gerätha Zey. Reb Chaim in Stenzel bringt die Reihe, als der Mahalach von Tavre Veshatje das nicht mit Zad Mazik, als er besteht in der Gzei. Der Mahalach von Tavre Veshatje ist nicht mit Din Mazik, als er besteht in der Gzei. Sagt Reb Chaim, ich habe Reihe, dass der Mahalach von Tavre Veshatje ist ein Mahalach mit Din Ganes. Das ist was Reb Chaim in Stenzel wants to meyass it up. Now the Mahalach of Tavre Veshasye is not a Mahalach midin ganet, midin mazik, like shaking says. It's a Mahalach midin ganet. What is the raya from Reb Chaim in Stenzel? Maybe I'll explain it a little bit more. I'm hoping I got a tfisa though. The Lomdish Chelik in Reb Chaim didn't have to have raya. Reb Chaim be'etzem, Reb Chaim wanted to say Yisoy. We'll explain why. That the din Tavre Veshasye is not a parsha of Odom HaMazik, it's a parsha of Gneiva. Could be in the parsha of Odom HaMazik, Bichlas in Ishtok in Mokul to Mechayev HaGanev, after he stole the Chayfetz. Same reason the Ganev doesn't pay rent, doesn't pay for Ishtamshes, he's a Ganev. So he breaks it. But Reb Chaim was Mechavish that the Tavre Veshasye is a din Ganev and a din Gazlen. This was Reb Chaim was Meyaseh. Reb Chaim says in the Sefer HaPormol, all of the Talmidim heard in his name. So the stencil is printed a raya from Reb Chaim to this Yisrael. A ritva in Ksubis. That's not a medallion of Udbeis. The Gemara says that if a person steals on Shabbos, in a foul that it's a kimle b'de rabbi mine. And it's a ganev in a way that it's a kimle b'de rabbi mine. So he's potter on the gneve. He's mechal Shabbos, he's moitz mirshus l'shus, he's mech nishtos. So if a person steals in a foul that he's a kimle b'de rabbi mine, he's potter. Zog the Ritva, aber if after he stole it, in weekday, Bechoil, Tovach v'mochav, he's chayev gneve, he's chayev dalet v'hei, kagam v'ganet. As they state in Ritva. So again, a person stole in the kimle b'de rabbi minei, and then in Yom Choil, Bechoil, Tovach v'mochav, zog the Ritva, he's chayev tavr v'shasi, zog b'shem Rashi, tavr v'shasi, v'anai ganet. ומילא אין החנמי אז בגניבה שבס מקדש מחייב אז הקים לבין הרבה ממי ודרית ולא זאת שבס אבל אם סמבי הגיגנגן בחויל ולגמר את הצביחה במחירה אז זה נתם רבשה שזה מה היה גנב מן הדלת והי גניבה ודלת והי בואים כאחות נוסחי זאת רב חיים אז תם רבשה שזה גיוון לדין מזיק סייר מזיק מזיק פייס מזיק ולא זה פייס דלת והי ואור את הגנב זה שקלה ותאיר אותו was ist der ganze Neuze denn in der Ritva? Als der Ritva sagt, er ist ein Ganev und ist Chayev Dalet Vehei, ist doch offen in Ritva, dass der Tavre Beshafie ist ein Ganev. Und Meile ist Chayev Dalet Vehei, Käfer, also ist jeder Ganev. So ein Geschmackerei von dem Chayev Stenzel. Ne? Geschmackerei. This is what is printed in the Stenzel. Verdruckt ist er, also Stenzel ist verdruckt von Rebchai. The problem is, in this Stenzel ist es verdruckt. That we know that Reb Chaim never said that he's a new Ganev. For this Ritva is enough to say that when he makes a Tavre Veshasye, what's a Ganev? Very Gishmak. We know that Reb Chaim told us that he's not a new Ganev. It's a Hemshach from the Alte Gneve. Why Reb Chaim said it, again, to make it clear? Reb Chaim asked the Kasha, if a person shechtes the behemoth, he becomes a Ganev? I'm asking you, Shalom, if I go on the street, I see 10 cows, and I take off all of the heads. I become a Ganev? I become a Mazik? If I break windows of a house, I'm a Ganev or I'm a Mazik? I'm a Mazik! So how a person that shechtes a cow becomes a Ganev? It's very Geschmack. There's a very Geschmack, a Sheina Raya, and I'm a Ganev. Because the Ritva states, get Kefel, Dalet, Vehei, nish Mazik. The Ktes is nish Gerech. Aber Lechura, was Shaykh do a Ganev? A person took off a head of an animal, became a Ganev? It's a Mazik. You hear about a Ganev that breaks? The chemse of Gneve is a chnosa li reshusa. So he's stuck in my Gneve though. As them Reb Chaim was moistit ba'al peh, this is the Messiah we have for Reb Chaim, that it's not a new Ganev. It's Yenem Gneve. Because I could add a Yenem Gneve. The Maisig Neve started it yesterday. When I break it, Tavu V'Shazge, I marchik it more from the Bailim, so that I'm shochef on Yenem Gneve. So this can stand verter. A Hemshem, because everything we said yesterday with Alla Sheina Rambam. Reb Chaim can come in as the Lomdes. Tainet Reb Chaim, in Maisen Mazik, ich kann nicht treffen a Ganev. only beim lüllig ist der Hemmschach von jenem Gnäden, sagt Reb Chaim, so als er wie ein Ganef ist ein Schäumer, he has to look after the Chepes, every Hezek, that the Ganef does with the Chepes, ist der Hemmschach von jenem Gnäden. Das ist doch Geschmack. So now, lomme nech ze anam. Nun mal in Tabel und Schatze, wen Geschmack zu reinsetzen der Reb Chaim? Wen Geschmack zu reinsetzen der Reb Chaim? Aber lechuren, der Käse der Ritwa, beschaß der Gnäden, he was a Kimle mit der Rabbe minne. He stole den Schabbes. So the beginning of the Gneiva, Lechura, can ish mechayev zay. He was a kinder with a rabbi minay when he stole it. So Lechura, when he stole it, was a kinder with a rabbi minay. And he was a ganav when he stole it. And now, he makes a tzvicha v'mechire b'choyin. How Reb Chaim says that this tzvicha v'mechire was an ahemshach from the Gneiva. At the Gneiva is noch poter. For a kinder with a rabbi minay at the Gneiva. Reb Chaim didn't finish it. He left it open. Reb Chaim didn't finish the shtickle, he left it open at us. How you can be mechayev me? We don't know if it's zayin. Mu zayin. That even if it's a p'tur kimna with a rabbi minay, Pshat Beizin can be mechayev me on the meisig neve. Or Hashem meisig neve hot us yo. Kide rishosoi, Beizin can ish mechayev tzvei chiyuvi. So drosche, we have a drosche. Aber a meise gneive he do. Und weil es a meise gneive he do, we can mamschich de twiche ve mechire zu sein a hemschich von jene meise gneive, even that in the yesod of the meise gneive, chob ach tufe kim ebne rane mne. A zei lechure muss men a reinsetzen and saying over the Reb Chaim. This is a over a stencil, mit a hezbach in a stencil. Das ist der herrschte Chelik. Das ist das, was Porsche da sagt. Und das ist dvorim mefursom, dvorim atikim. Stake a bissl schwer zu a reinsetzen das. Aber das sehen wir da reinsetzen doch. I think this is Bosch. Es ja, Bosch. Das ist der Herrste Chet. Now, will you ask the Kasha? So da ist die Kultere von Rebelle Soloveitchi. Rebelle gefragt das sehen. We'll leave this Chelik, now we'll go to a different Chelik. Is a Rashi in Sanhedrin daf ein Beit. Bobe Machteres, we know a person that is Bobe Machteres is Chayev Nisa, is a Roidef. You're allowed to kill him, Chazal say, Abba lehorgich, Hashkem lehorgich, if someone is Baba Machteres, you're allowed to kill him. Zod the Gemara says, if someone steals in the Machteres, he doesn't have to pay back. Abba aloch, Abba is aloch by uns, by the Yidin. You steal by night, you don't pay. Kill him the Rabbi Minei. Abba is unsere Tere, Mishal Batsutan. Abba is unsere Tere. You come in the night and you steal, you don't have to pay. It's Bein, maybe you have to, Shaila. You don't have to pay. Zog the Mishre, you don't have to pay, even if you broke it. Like Rashi, even if you broke it later. You stole the chavis of wine, you took it out from Yenem's house, you took out the chavis from Yenem's house, you bring it in the middle of the night, a machteres, and you bring it to your house and you broke it, you patur. Kim levin aradim in it. Because the Shah's neighbor was kim levin aradim in it, so I'm patur for breaking the chavis. Frag der Raman in der Milchames in Sanhedrin, you write as the Gneiva in the middle of the night is in Taki Potu. The Gneiva in the middle of the night am Taki Potu. Kilo der Rabbi Menei. But for breaking the Chavis, it's doch a Tavre Vishasye. It's doch a Tavre Vishasye. Steht der Argemore, los up the Gneiva Menachem, aber es ist ein Naya Mechayev. Was ist der Naya Mechayev? Tavre Vishasye. So wie Mechayev Menachem, der Tavre Vishasye. What's the Prashi? I stole in the middle of the night, I'm a gun. Say that, I'm a gun was in the middle of the night. Aber it's there, I'm a tavra v'shasya. So the Mechaim Nisar, it's a tavra v'shasya. As I think the Rambam. So the Rebbe Soloveitchik, and it's a shayna shtikla from Rebbe Soloveitchik. So the Rebbe Soloveitchik, no, the reason I put to this question. Midin Nazik, you never could be Mechaev a gunner. He said a ganav after he has kinyonic neve, like he doesn't pay shtamshus, he doesn't pay medin masi. Aya, but it's a sugi from Tavra Bishasye. The Tavra Bishasye is a hemshech from Yenem Gzele. Tavra Bishasye is a hemshech from Yenem Gzele. As he heard, he helped him say the Reb Chaim. As he said, he helped him say the Reb Chaim. As the hemshech from Yenem Maise Gneve. So the Rebbe, if it's a hemshech from Yenem Maise Gneve, when I break the chobis in the end, it's a hemshech of the Gneve in the middle of the night. Und weil an dat Gneve I have a ptuch for Kimle b'der Rabbe Minei, so I'm potter an the Hemshach of the Gneve. Einach, immer du bist nur Gneve, you're right. Aber Tana Bishas ist nicht genaue Gneve. Es ist nur Meister Gneve hier. He just broke it. What is this, Michael? Es ist ein Hemmschach von jener Meister Gneve. Jener Meister Gneve ist doch kein Leben der Reihe wieder. Das ist aber auch ein Rebell von der Rätsch. Das war schön gedacht. Der Einach, in einem Tana Bishas ist Chaya, aber das Chaya war das Hemmschach von jener Gneve. Und ich war einfach zu, wie kommen der Reihe, der hat jener Gneve, sein Vater an der Hemmschach. Der Stichel mit seinem Atmoy, das war schöner Stichel. The problem is, Rebel Soloveitchik does this bedarf rashi. The Hainu, that if the Gneve has a kill of the Rabbi Minei, so even the time of the Shasi has Batu, because the Hemshach for the Yenem Gneve. That's what I'm about. The Ritva and Ksuvus Lamedalit also says it b'shem Rashi. And he says that if you steal in Shabbos and you make it Zvichah on weekday, you chayv as Tavu v'Shasi, and the Chanami you put as the Gneve as kill of the Rabbi Minei, but you chayv as Tavu v'Shasi. Dir ist auch ein kill of the Rabbi Minei. It's doch manisch dieselbe Sache. So niskashu alondim, so rebel so leveitchik, so chakegen haritzvo. It's a Rashi against a Rashi. It's no different pshad that I know it is in Rashi and Sanhedrin, chus in rebel so leveitchik pshad. So Rashi and Sanhedrin, we live muzme lalem pshad, that zal begnei vare kina de rabbi minei. So the gantan zachot ha kina de rabbi minei. So even the tabach b'shadzki has potu, un in ritzvo steht vakar. And if it's tabach b'mochar b'choil, b'shabe, if it's gana b'shabe, and it's tabach b'mochar b'choil, Zog der Ritz, wo ein Chayef. Ein Chayef, ein Chayef, ein Chayef, ein Chayef, ein Chayef, aber nicht ganz zwischen dem Chayef. Doch man ist das Tier. Tier ein Rashi. Natürlich Rebell von der Menschen, das Tier ein Rashi. Rebell ein Rashi, mit der Ritz ein Rashi. Rashi doesn't say, why you put the Rashi, doesn't make sense. So das fragt man. Alle Rebels haben sich gewusst, was Rashi dort. Alle der Ritva haben sich getroffen, der Rashi. Aber der Ritva bringt der Rashi. Rebels, das ist Pshat der Rashi. So muss man sagen, dachte Chazat Teretz. Die Seite der Teretz ist, aber was andere Terutim, ist noch ein Mitzvah Yashem, ich will hören, danke. Aber das doch, man kann sagen, also. Le Yashem Advorim, al Pi, Diktoi Sachoyshen, in Simen Chofches, sie ist Kotten alles. Und wir sehen in der Hemmschicht, in der Mutbeis, wo sie sagt, ist das bestimmt sehr stark. Es ist ein famous Zeus, das hat jeder eine gesehen am Older Zeus, in Kofches, Kofches, Yifkot und Aleph. Der Zeus bin gesagt, Shittas Rashi, das ist Rashi go, Shittas Rashi, wo wir mitziehe, darf Zadik Aleph. Rashi lernt, dass every time man so ptur kimle bei der Rabbi meine Ekidori Shosoi, Rashi talks an Leuke und Meshalem dort. Rashi says that even if it's a ptur if kimle bei der Rabbi meine, aber Tfise, Lotus in the Shomayim und Tfise, Sida, Avada, you don't have to pay. Aber Tfisa, Yelim could go and chat from you. And you really owe him. Just Beidin can't force you to pay. Aber if Yelim goes and makes a Tfisa, he has a right to make a Tfisa. Chaim and Stenzel twice is Masberet, that the Pshat is a din and Beidin, Beidin can't, kederi shoshtem, mishum risha achas at a mechaivoy, viyat a mechaivoy, mishum shtei reshuyas. You can't give him two punishments, aber he owes a punishment. No, you can't give it to him. As I said, Rashi in Bumitzir of Tzadik Aleph. So if someone who wants to say Rashi speaks about Choysen Pipor, the love. You're not allowed to be Choysen Pipor. I take your cow and I bring it to my Sode to be Choyresh. And I'm Choysen Pipor. I get Malkus. The Maisa, you're timing. The Maisa, if I will not be Choysen Pipor, your cow would eat. So you want money. So Rashi, but ain't a lake or Meshale. So Rashi, but Tfisel. That's like Rashi. So Rashi learns Alemol, but Kimla with the Rabbinate, Kedari Shosoi, Tfisel. Frag dich Zeus, in Sanhedrin ein Beis steht verkehrt. In die Gemorre von Baba macht Teres. Die Gemorre steht, Baba macht Teres, we said he doesn't have to pay. Die Gemorre bringt down the story, that Rove, people stole from him sheep in the middle of the night. Then they had that it's Rove, so they ran to give it back. Rove told him, it's yours, kim in the Rami Mene, you don't have to give it back to me. And Rove didn't want to take it. Jesus fragt dort, no, they didn't want to take it. Frag dich so, is why he didn't want to take it? The Maisa Tfisa helps. The Maisa they gave it to him. They were sure that you have to give out Pia Loche. And while Robin knew that it would not be a Pia Loche that they have to give, they didn't want to give. So Robin didn't want to take it. But the Maisa they put it in the hands of Robin. And Tfisa helps. So the Maisa Robin was the toughest in the cows, in the Shemsalach. Why Robin gave it back? I mean, if the Aloche is, the Basin can't tell him to pay. Oh, but the Maisa said they have to pay, so why Rava didn't take back the sheep? They gave him back the sheep. Zot b'ktzei sayesay. When Rashi says that lekatchile tfisa helps, it's only beloy is avid achoymer. אבל ביסעביד החוימר, you don't say you have to pay. I will explain. דהיינו, למה זאת אומרת, a person is מחל על שבס, he tears someone clothes in שבס. Yeah, he burns someone's houses in שבס. So it's similar with the rabbiner, he doesn't have to pay. אבל לא תסידי שמיים, we tell him, you don't want to come back. מאיר, pay. אבל זאת רעש קצת, לא יצאו אותך, will be based in בזמן הזה, and they will chop the enemy that burned the house, and they will really kill him in Shabbos, they'll make skila. If they make skila, he doesn't have to be lost to the Shabbat. Dang. If you don't really kill him, I burn your house in Shabbos, then they know what will kill me. So better my bottle, right? Give me the rabbi minay. Lost to the Shabbat, I have to. But if I really get killed, I don't have to. What is the London? Because if they don't kill me, but after I deserve both, I deserve punishment. Or the Misa, or the Mamet. So I lock a basin can, if Chai the Misa is a psur. But if they didn't kill me, when they killed me, it's Kilo I paid. We saw this more in the Rishonim and Makis. They said that it's considered Kasher Zoma. If they didn't kill a person, you don't call it a Zoma Lechatzoyim because the potter from Kimle the Rabbi Minei, because it's called Kasher Zoma. If you kill me, the world says a vitz. Nicht emes a vitz. But the world says a vitz. Nicht emes a vitz. But a vitz is good to verstehen. There's no difference to take the money from the person from the money. If you killed him, you took away the money from him. It's not the evidence because the money has to go to Yerim. But this is the first thing. When I killed him, it's the end of Kilo he paid. It's the end of that. When I kill, it's the Kilo I paid. It's Fatashu. The man that doesn't even say the victim. That if the person is killed, so it's Kilo he paid. So again to pay. I paid. If I was not killed, if I was not killed, then it's the Indian to pay. And then that's the same. The Gzeis hat Reyes, ich sag noch einmal, ich will nicht machen, dass es nicht gemamisch unsere Indien der Heilig von der Gzeis, aber es hat Dvorim Aruchim, hat Dvorim Afrusomim, Chof Chesim, Kot Nalit, das ist ein Gzeis von Gzeis, aber nun.
Warte, wait.
Das ist die Gzeis, Bobe Machteres, it's considered Keilu he was killed. Aber das ist die Gzeis, Bobe Machteres, he was killed. Chilul Shabbos, he was not killed. The male Rove didn't take it back because they were killed. Why? What's the Pshat? The male, he didn't, he can't take back the Shem Tzalach, they were killed. But Shaken, Chilul Shabbos, Stam B'chai V'malkes, B'chai V'lavim, then, only if you're killed. Zog Dik Tzay Pshat Azeh. I'll explain to you if you want to have it. I'm not sure you can do it, but we a person in Shabbos makes a fire. He deserves three of Misa. Because the man didn't take him to Beis Din, and Beis Din passed in a psak that is Chayev Misa, he's not Chayev Misa, he's allowed to jump off the roof to punish himself. Every friar here is allowed to jump off the roof to punish himself that he went in a car in Shabbos. We have to have a psak Beis Din that is Chayev Misa, then we could kill him. Then we could kill him. Right? Even if you're Michal Shabbos, why? You need a psak Beis Din, you're not Chayev Misa yet. There's a plan to give you Misa, a good plan. But you're not chayiv, you see. So it's not considered it's avid achoyim. Your blood, your dam, nishgivon mutter. The dam, nishgivon mutter. So you're talking heter of the dam. So nishgivon is avid achoyim. Masha'enke, zog dikzis. Bobo machteres, b'shas ha-machteres is adin roides, ve'ein loy dam. U'misha'arod loy potu. If someone kills him, he'll shabbos, he's chayiv misse. Because man is not psak. If someone kills a Baba Machteres, he's potu. Ain't no dam. Because Mazus Barachov in the enemy is with there. The line you must go to be Mazus was the Pshat. Ain't no dam. Dom is muta. As muta in Gansi. Psak din that is chayim misa is chalam in chayim misa. And his dam is muta be'etzer. If someone kills him in a mistake, he's also potu. He's a din Gavrik Taylor already. And that's the Avonah in the Ktais. Normal. We can't, I'm going to get weiter. This is the Avonah of Advorim in the Ktais. But we can't look at it, as I understand it, let's go to the Ktais. But in Ktais, they say that Baba Machteres is his Avid HaChoymer, and every time when a person is Michal Shabbos, is Mishkin his Avid HaChoymer, till you kill him before you. But she ain't Baba Machteres, for his Adin, Ein Loidam, this says, as his Avid HaChoymer. That's in the Ktais. Other as I think we just have to go one with drop back. Man, the kasha doesn't start, the spirit of Rashi and Sanhedrin for Rashi and Stu. And Rashi in Sanhedrin, what's that, the Ksuvis? A person is Mechal Shabbat, he's chayev to pay. Fakir, losses Nishamai, we tell him pay for the Gneve. We can't force him for that Gneve. If later on he's Tevech the Moicher, he's Mashlim that Yenem Eise Gneve, so we could say that Tvichu Mechir is a Hemshach from Yenem Eise Gneve, and while it's there in the end of the Eise Gneve, there's no Kulim in the Rabbi Minei, so he has to pay. Dalet Ve'ei. Masha'enken in Bobi Machteres. But she ain't getting above the machteres. When a person comes to the machteres, and his halach is ain't laid down, and his halach is avid achoymer. And even if he will come back with the sheps, Allah will tell him, keep it. If he will come back with the chavis, we will tell him, I can't take away the chavis from you, it's yours. So if he later makes it, he breaks it, shenzayim it. So when he hears, he doesn't have to even give it back. He doesn't have to give it back, so he's not allowed to break it. he comes to Rabbi, Rabbi sends him away with the chavis. So then he breaks it, he says, I got it. Yenem Eisek, maybe Yenem Gneve. He got the punishment for Yenem Gneve. So Nitak and Gansen Yenem Gneve. He already got a chiyuv mitzvah for Yenem Gneve. He paid back Yenem Gneve. He can't be mamshich Yenem Eisek Gneve. And every kid in the Rabbi, he never got paid for Yenem Eisek Gneve. Yenem Eisek Gneve exists. The chesed says he doesn't have to give it back. Bichlal, it's no chiyuv. Tfisa doesn't help. In ganzen, in ganzen. Ois chesed, ois neve. You can't relate to it. A hemshach of a meise. Yet a meise is gendig in ganzen. And a normal kibbutz of the rabbi mina. Yet a meise is gendig in ganzen. Well, Rai lotli di shemayim. A heist agane. A heist agane. I could be mamshich to yet a meise gneve. Is this what I'm saying? Chalam Chof was in the Ensun and the Tetzis on Amud Beis was even more avonet to this Alondes of Reb Chaim. If it's a Nug, it's a Lo Shachis the Yesterday. Now he's a Nug Anis. If he's not Zoych in the Chayfetz. Say that. What case is speaking? Suvis or Sanedra? Suvis and Echonami, but if it's another Nume Ezek Neve, Reb Chaim Tainis, then he's not a Gana Bichlal, he's only a Mazik. That's even Reb Chaim Zraya. He never made a Meisig Neve. Muzan yen a Meisig Neve. He cut it. He didn't steal. So Zayna Ganev Muzman Nutzen yen a Meisig Neve. Had to be yen a Meisig Neve from yesterday Mam Shechaim. Reb Chaim learns Muzan that it's a Hemshech, that it's not enough. That's the ganze Avon in Reb Chaim, that you can't be Chaim on a Tvicha alone. Has to be a Hemshech from yen a Gneve. That's the ganze Avon in Reb Chaim. Yesterday, that is a ganze Avon, that is a Hemshech from yen a Meisig Neve. You can't be Chaim on the Meisig Neve from Heinz, it's no Meisig Neve. This is Reb Chaim's Teile Belongus, before the Cheshbonus and the Rambam. Chaim's Teile Belongus. The Tzvicha and Mechir can be said, Tzavu and Shasi can be Stam Zayin and Ayin Meisig Neve. So you stuck in Meisig Neve, though. Muzan is a Hemshech from yen a Meisig Neve. And then Rebbe Berg, that is a Gehoff in Zayin Zayin. So I think about it. Tony Rab Chanina is a Yuri Alera. But the Bayi is a Tuan Tainas Gana Bepikot. But the Bayi is a Tuan Tainas Gana Bepikot and Nishma and Hoido and Bo Eidim. Ima Tshiloi Bo Eidim Hoido Mishalim Kerem Vechemish. That's the Dalloche. If a person is made a Knas, he's part of a Kefal. So if the Hoidah's Baal Din was before the Eidim came, he's part of a Kefal, maybe he has to pay Kerem Vechemish Vahosho. The Ima Shibo Eidim Hoido. But if the Hidoya was not the Eidim, so he's not part of a Kefal, Mishalim Tashlum a Kefal, Vahosham, Vachim Shoyle, Bekfeil, Divir Rabbi Yanke. So stay in the Gemara Achidush, is a halacha that if a person makes a Shvuah Sheker on a Pikotin, he has to pay Chaymesh, is a Tanai that he has to be Moide. On the Hidoya, you don't pay Chaymesh. No, this Hidoya is, this is going to be from Hidoya to Baal Din. The Gabi Kefal is a halacha from Hidoya to Baal Din, if you Moide before the Eidim, you Potu, after the Eidim, the Chayim. And the Hidoya of Chaymesh, you could be made after the Eidim. But because, man, you're not made on yourself, you don't give a kapola. And remember that you're made, you have to pay the Chaymesh. Even the Beit Din passed, you have to give back the Chayfet. But we need your Hidoya to mechayev you Chaymesh v'Asha. So Rabbi Yankiv is mechadish, but if a person is chayev Chaymesh v'Kayfel, he doesn't have to pay Sai Chaimish and Sai Kefel, he could pay one Kefel and Mele out of Zayn Ekludu. Lama Zayn Loshin Rashi. Mishalem Kirem Vachaimish Vahoshem Mishum Shvuah Vain Gam Kefel Domein Vignas Potu. Mishu Bahidim Nishayev Kefel Oidom Mishalem Kefel Vahoshem Vachaimish Oidom Lebetor HaKefel Shari Chaimish Labailimu Shari Chaimish Labailimu Vahoshoka ועל כל רוד רבי ינקב בששובים כאחד החוימש והכיפל אז זה רעשי לרם פשט עם נגמר עמוד בייס דייה בכפל את צי מחום של אב חוימש אבי ולי מפתא לאב חוימש אבי ולי אדם משלם חוימש וחוימש כפור עד השבוע וחוימש כפור עד השבוע זה לא מזן ברעשי פמלך רעשי לרם פשט רעשי is mind in the trigger הזה a person stole and his moide is חייב כפל וחוימש Not Rabbi Yankev, he doesn't have to pay Sai Chaimish for Sai Kefel. We read that the Chaimish is a Zuz and the Kefel is a Zuz. The Gemara Shpetor Machen the Cheshbon via Zay. The Mele, Chaimish are Eile Mekfele. This is Rashi's shit in the Sugya. Frag the Kasha when you learn this Gemara. Some what the Gemara? A person has to pay Chaimish. Now he's paying anyway Kefel. So he doesn't have to pay Chaimish. Why? Let us tell you, I steal from a person money and I have to pay him chaymish. Grabe, I owe him from last year $1,000. No, I anyway owe you money. Take this money. Mechavim for chaymish eichem. I'm chayim kefil. I'm chayim chaymish. Nem das was. Hab kavole for zwei sachen. I am a das as a sach. I don't have frag. Melam is to visit to learn a gemor. That's the last time that's stand in the kasha. She's talking to Sukhim. She's talking to Kekel. Alle, Mitzvore. Rabbi Yankev Misvorem, kein Posset nicht zu tragen, was er sagt. Who would never think such a Sach Misvorem. So Gzeres HaKosov, if you make a Shvua Sheker, you need to pay. If you still have to pay, you did both. Anyway, pay, you use it for that. No, not the Chiddush of Rashi, it has to sit exactly. It's like, come on, bam. It's Ramon Nazak. If it doesn't fit exactly, it's a Shlim Tachnish. Okay, that's the Tzvei Tachelik of Rashi. Bam, bam, bam. But what's the Pshat in the Herrsh Tachel? What's the Pshat in the Herrsh Tachel? Ich muss mir sagen, da, ein Jesoi, wenn wir Menschen am Ende Jesoi, das ist ein Maschmen Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, in Mitzvot Kufzadik Dalet, und in der Shiroshim, in Shiroshim Dalet, we said from Rabbi Kibbehege, that the deal of Kefel is not Stam as a Aloche, you steal, pay Kefel. You got it? Pay Kefel. That's not the Gedder. The Gedder is, Rabbi Kibbehege says, what is Kefel? Roshim Rabbi Kibbehege is, Kefel is Keren Muruchavis. Geil. Because the cost of is, if you steal, if you are Ganev, you have to give back the Keren. If they chop you, you pay twice. You pay the Keren bigger. Double. A double Keren. Lama Zagin, they chop you, Tvicha Mechira, you pay five. Lama Zagin, you made a Shvua Sheker in it, you pay one and a fifth. Lashon HaRambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's not a Bazundere Mitzvah. We'll go later in Yireim, the Yireim counts as spirits in Yireim. But let me again, it's not with Sefer HaMitzvot L'Rabbeinu HaRamba. Sefer HaMitzvot L'Rabbeinu HaRamba in Mitzvot Kuf Tzadik Dalet, שציבונו לאושי וזגזלה בעצמו. ובתי סף את חיימש. So that, והשם וזגזלה, und der חיימש geht da rein zu והשם וזגזלה. עושה שתי מש, בואו שייך את והשם וזגזלה. So Mitzvot והשם וזגזלה, זה מיצו, ומאיר שבוע שקר, יעשה עד החיימש. זה עזל במצווה. We'll see later, if you're learning as Gagoizel, you see all different afkeminis. If it's a din leilach achov lemoda in the keren, it's a din in the chaymash. All different halachas that apply in the keren, if you're Rashi, apply in the chaymash. What's the shaykh? Chaymash, the Torah says, Hashem said, give back a stretch keren, a greater keren. It's like the Ram of the Shiroshim and Shiroshim Yudale. Kefel is also bigger. As I give kefel, I will give a chaymash. Like we said a mol, just the mazbu d'oizem, we said that David Vahey is a bazunder chiyuf in kefel. Right? We said that's a big tzad in the Rambam. That kefel is one chiyuf dalet vehei. It's not another two or three. So no chiyuf of dalet vehei. So where's the kefel? Bacha asked me, if we said dalet vehei is a new mechayev, so learn to be chayev first kefel, and another mechayev is dalet vehei. Kefel says, Hashem said, you're stealing, if you run away to give it back, give it all me. If they chop you a little bit, you give two. If they chop you veish that, you give five. So give also the two and also the one. It's the same one, just it's growing. Chayvish is, if you make a shvua, and you might pay a little bit extra, a fifth more. Goldstein, pay double. So I'm paying Goldstein to double. It's no point for me to pay one and a fifth. I'm paying you any two. If the Chaymish is Stamas, I take a girl. So you're right. So the idea, only the money of the Kefil could be made to the money of the Chaymish. אז זה שתי דין רש. Now, בעצם לפי דסבנה, had to be בעצם, that even if the kefil is 100, and the chaymish is 1, I could have given the chaymish also. I'm giving 2, for sure, 1/5. So Rashi has it מיד שוור, and Rashi says, ועל כוחו ברבי עייקה בששובים כאחד החוימש והכיפל קומיירית ויאבי כפילת פיימי חוימשה לב חוימשו ולא מיסטר לאדם משלם החוימש. זאת תייסת נמוד בי סטאק, it doesn't make sense why. זאת תייסת את רשי answered it וחוימש כפורת ושבור שיט את רשי עד שבור גורנת את רשי עם פסוח עם חופטס ברחוב הרב הלכון הנזמח עד יסוד את חוימש את כפור זה כמור עד הפקוף ד' עמוד בי that it's Mamoine. But Rashi is said to be a Seder is Kapore. Maybe it starts with Kapore, then it's Mamoine. But Rashi is be a Seder is Kapore. So the Tesla Mutbeis has to look Kaporedik. If it doesn't look Kaporedik, it's not in the Kapore. Lori Gimei in there, Sashtei, Nisht, but Ravei Shtei in Tesla Mutbeis, in the end of Tesla Amas of Kvele. So the Tesla is, in the middle, the Tesla is, Umir Bakut Nasir is the Lesley Kapore Bechoyim Esh Kevin Shein Nika Rumuv La Betecha Kevin. As I Shtei. As I Shtei. Now, let me get a trop weiter. Is meduyek in Rashi, again, it's nicht murach, but meduyek in Rashi, that the choymesh is oile lebe kfeile. We have to understand, we're talking that a person stole a zach that is worth lamazagin 4, and the kefil is 1, the Gemara will say why, and the choymesh is 1. So I pay the kefil, and I'm yaitse the choymesh, it's a bezunder chidush, it's a bezunder avonado, but the choymesh is niftar in the kefil. But it's a zelbe sotchim, it's niftar. Why Rashi decided that the Chumash is Niftar in the Kefil? Maybe the Kefil is Niftar in the Chumash. Who told Rashi that the Chumash is Niftar in the Kefil? Maybe the Kefil is Niftar in the Chumash. What? What's that tell us? What? Tell you. No, the same number. Rashi said it has to be the same number. If it's not the same number, it doesn't work. So I have Chumash and Kefil. Rashi decides to explain, you know, I pay the Kefil, I'm Yoytza Chumash. Maybe if I can, I pay the chaymish and yoytze kefil. I want the raivet in Amud Beis and the rashbo in Amud Beis and Tesis in Amud Beis and the tzad chotch, the rashbo and the raivet zog la aloche, ein lechem amin. Chaymish goes in the kefil goes in the chaymish. And the rashbo in the rashbo is in the dafke. I mean, the raivet zog, it's not the dafke, the raivet zog, the raivet and the rashbo. See, nice, one in each other. So we have a machleket. I want to explain. As the longest that we said, Lechur the Raivet and the Rashbo and Tesla and Mubbeis are much more right. There's no difference if the Chumash is in the Kefil and the Kefil is in the Chumash. It's the same number. The longest is that it's the same kind of Tashlumim, so the man has no point to pay it twice. If it's not two different Chiyuvim, what is the Shaitas, yeah? If you owe two different kinds of money, you can't pay a person, I owe you money for yesterday, today, take one money for both. But here's the deen to give a spread, a bigger Karen. So there's two ways of bigger Karen. Maybe I don't have to pay double, I could pay the Chumash and Kefil in one Tashma. So there's no difference if the Chumash comes in the Kefil and the Kefil comes in the Chumash. And if I can't, Luli Divrei Rashi takes the Tesla Mutbeis, it doesn't have to be even the same price. They just cross each other and you pay them off. This is that one now. They're the Rashma, the Raivin and Tesla and Mutbeis, they cross each other and you pay them off. It's the same though, to pay more from the Karen. Chumash, a Kefil, I take the most and I pay and I'm finished. The Rashi, we said, this is the longest. And when Mikol Mokim Rashi learns, it has to fit. If not, it doesn't look kaporadik, like Tesis. You have to feel kaporadik. And not only that, the Chumash falls into the Kefil, not the Kefil falls into the Chumash. I'll tell you Naskemine. Naskemine steht in the Maharam. Maharam in Lublin. Maharam sagt er so. Sagt der Maharam, Hashem in Naskemine. Er sagt das auf Tesis, was sie baut. What would be if I killed? That's what I do. I stole a chayfet. The chaymish is $5,000. The chaymish is $5,000. I stole a gzele. It has to be $25,000. The chaymish is $5,000. The kefil is a shepa. Kishat ha'amodeh bedin, the price sold out. The kefil is a shepa. So you have to pay the chaymish, right? You have to pay the kefil, and the kefil could be yotzeh in the chaymish. Till now we spoke, the kefil is a zuz, the chaymish is a zuz, I'm giving you the kefil, I'm yoytze the chaymish. Now fakel, the chaymish is a big amount of money, 5,000, the kefil is a shekel. I have to give the chaymish. I have to give also the kefil or not. The fifth date is for sure not, they cross each other. But I want to know if you Rashi. I will explain what I mean there. Rashi said that if the chaymish is not exactly the same amount as the kefil, you're not yoytze with chaymish, because it doesn't look kaporadik. It doesn't look the right number. You know, I'm giving you $5,000, exactly the number of the chaymish. I have a nice kapol. Now I want the kefil to be yotze with the chaymish. I gave you chaymish, take it for the kefil also. Kefil is no din kapol. No din that will be nicker that it's a kapol. I could be yotze the kefil or not. No, I'm not. I must be close. Rashi learns, I have to have, both of them have to be a shekel. If it's not exactly a shekel, it doesn't work, because we want the chaymish to look, it has to look chaymishtik. If it doesn't look chaymishtik, it's not good. Now I'm asking you if I get, the chaymish is huge. The kefil is very small. I will give you all of the chaymish now. Will look chaymishtik? Give it will look chaymishtik? Will look chaymishtik. But I want the little kefil to be included. What do you tell me now? It's not good, because it doesn't look kefildik. And chaymish, Rashi says, the ganze rechove. The chaymish kaporet is shvue. So the taste is, it has to look chaymishtik. Now, fuck it. I have a big chaymish, it looks very chaymishtik. If you ask someone, why is paying $5,000? Chaymishtik. Now you need another shekel for the kefil. Let the kefil to be included inside the chaymish. If it tastes, it's anyway included, because you pay the most, and everything is crossed out, it's number bay. But if you're Rashi, it's not. I'm asking you now, the kefil will be included or not? And chaymish, Rashi said a teire, that the chaymish can be included. The chaymish can be included. The chaymish can be included inside the kefil. Why the chaymish can be included inside the kefil? It could be chaymish. But the chula kefil doesn't have to cook kefil dik. Kefil doesn't have to cook kefil dik. So if kefil doesn't have to cook kefil dik, what? No, I give 5,000. It doesn't look less. Rashi never said it. Simon, if it's exactly the same, it also looks less, because maybe you gave it for the kefil. It looks like you gave him nothing. So it's equal to the looks you gave for the kefil. Rashi said, I'm giving less. It doesn't look the same amount. I'm giving a gas to chaymish. Here's the next community what we said. If we would learn that doesn't make a difference what I give, chaymish could include kefil and kefil could include chaymish. So lo yotzir, the chaymish is more from the kefil, the firashi mistaber, that I could have given the chaymish and be yotzir the kefil. But if we say in Rashi state under the velta, kefil never could swallow the chaymish. Sorry, chaymish could never swallow kefil. Kefil could swallow chaymish. If I pay kefil, I don't have to pay chaymish. Well, if I pay chaymish, I can't say the kefil is included inside. Maybe there's a zveirim in them. Chaymish is a money kapora, it's not a real chiyuv. So you say it could be included in the kefil. But fakel, kefil is a real chiyuv moment. Can it not be included in the chaymish? Again, I want it to be clear. In Ravid, in Rashba, Tesam, Mudbei, Shtei, it doesn't make a difference what. The one that is more is kolo the other one, and you just take off and you pay the most. Rashi says first it has to be the same number, because if not, the chaymish doesn't look nice. And the kefil includes the chaymish. Now we claim, what would it be if the chaymish would include the kefil? And the nafkamina will be, because it's svare of Rashi that chaymish le kapore. So it has to be nikr that it's chaymish dik. That's only a svare, it's only a svare in chaymish. That chaymish needs to look chaymish dik. Kefil doesn't have to look kefil dik. So lo yotzir Rashi be made that chaymish could include kefil, so the chaymish will be more, like the Maharam's case. You could be yotzer the kefil if you're Rashi, even though it's not the same number. But if we medayek in Rashi that only kefil could include chaymish, and chaymish cannot include kefil, so ain't a chanami. I want this to be madgish, but as we've seen a second the Gemara on Amud Beis, don't think it's stam, kler chashayla. All of a sudden the Gemara on Amud Beis, and we'll see in a second the Gemara says, okay, a person stole a zuz, four zuz, and he made a shvua, it's chayav chaymish. Made another shvua, it's chayav another chaymish. Made another shvua, it's chayav another chaymish. Made another shvua, it's chayav another chaymish. How much is chayav now? Four. Why has to pay four? Let him to pay one, and every chaymish will include all of the chaymishim. Why not? Chayav shat in the Gemara. Person stole four, made a shvua, it's chayav chaymish. After Ari made another shvua, it's chayav another chaymish. After Ari made another shvua, it's chayav another chaymish. After Ari, it's chayav four chumshim. Yeah, if a person is chayav four chumshim, let him to pay one chumish, and all of the chumshim will be included. What? I don't understand. A person needs a kapora, he puts kefil, he takes the chumish, puts it in the kefil, that's a shame. He owes money because of ganef, take my kapora included, as in the matzah tzamen. I get kefil, all the mitzvahs that I have to do included. The tzedakah of the year, everything is included in the kefil. It's good. Now he's giving it for chaymish. Very good. Four different chaymish for the same keren. He owes kefil for the keren and chaymish for the keren. Was good for you. I said, that's the beginning of the kasha. The Gemara doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yankov never bring a pasuk. Misvara Rabbi Yankov said it's so pashut that if it's legalim and I'm paying kefir, there's no point for me to pay chaymash. Because I'm anyway paying extra. And the mitzvah is to pay extra, I'm anyway paying extra. Now, I may buy a four shvut. No, I'm paying extra anyway. The cable is pointed. What is more says the base? If I have a cable of four, it's pointed out of the four chomshim. If I have a cable of four, I don't have to pay the chomish. The cable of four will pass through all of the chomishim. Right? This is more says the base. I have one cable and four chomishim from four shvuot. One cable will pass through everything. No, so let the chomish of the first pruta to pass through all the other chomishim. We'll sit in a second with base. Maybe we'll say a pasuk rutim of them. You can take zeras akosu with the gemara d'ashu from the pasuk. So state that the ganze svaros don't nishkin svaros. We'll sit on base. This is shaila we'll leave to amud base for a second. I just want to be mamchish to you that not every money crosses every money. I'm clear. I'm asking you if the chaimish includes the kefil or the kefil includes the chaimish. I'm not stand asking here a shaila. This showing you amud base. That even though we're saying you're saying in Gnevi that if it's extra money, I don't have to pay all of the extras, I pay Kefil and it's included, or I pay Chomish and it's included. So I was clear, I said the Rishayim Shtei doesn't make a difference if the Kefil is clear, the Chomish and the Chomish is clear. In Rashi we had a Mashmoet that the Kefil is clear, the Chomish and Ashpa Kelt, and I said a Shayim Nafka Minim Edim Aram. I'm just saying, I'm just madgish to you that not every money is included. Two Chomishim don't swallow each other. Kefil swallows Chomish. The Rishayim say Chomish swallows Kefil even. I'm just showing you from the mudbeis that not every money. Oh, I'm paying anyway extra. I don't have to pay more. I'm showing you to the chaimish, and we don't include each other. Kefil and chaimish include each other. Why? We said a smaller. And why deal is not a smaller? I'm just showing you at least the pshat every extra money crosses each other. So now you can hear what I had a suffix. If the lashon agmor is that the kefil includes the chaimish, or the chaimish includes the kefil. Aber lamm zend de brais. Zot big morge ve khachom im imrim. Beroysh ve khamishi so imom na mishtalem beroysh im yosif khamish. Mom en shein mishtalem beroysh ein yosif khamish. Tak los na gmor es gishma. Et zot vot shav khachom say if you pay kefel you don't pay khamish. Cuz it's mom en shein mishtalem beroysh. Like we said, if kefel be extra khiyuv, los na gmor na biso gishma. If kefil is taki that to spread the keren, losh nagmor is taki keren rechovo, losh nagmor is gishmak. If mamon she'en mishtalem b'roisho in moisif choymish, mamon she'en mishtalem b'roisho, da'ayin, if you add a kefil, ain't a moisif choymish. Shemilchai leimer, in choymish b'roisho mishtalem, mokim she'esh kefil. Da'ayin, Rashim b'chai is exactly like chachomim. Shachomim hola, b'mokim kefil, yipotu, b'mokim kefil, yipotu, from choymish, Rashim b'chai leimer, b'mokim kefil, yipotu, from choymish, and osho. זאת רשי חכוי מוהים עם מומן המשתלם בראשי שאינו משלם אלו קרן ואיש את השום יעיינו קרן שהוא אושם וחוי תאולו וכוח הכי נקסים אושם את השום יובי להשם שאינו משתלם בראשי כי אוכד איקי כיפה לשייך בדין חוי משקלל ואפילו לשייך בן חום שבקפי לפוטו רב שימן אושם כאושם להוסיף לפתור סתום בית הזה לפי רב ינקב the kefil includes the choymish לפי חכומים סתם הפתור if it's kefil is no choymish both of them hold that you don't pay the chaymish. Fir Rabbi Yankov, you don't pay the chaymish because it's included in the kefil. Fir Rabbanu, you don't pay the chaymish because it's gzeras hakosu. What's the nafkemina? And Rashi, the nafkemina is in a case that it's not the same number. Fir Rashi. And Fir Rabbi Yankov, bechay gavne, the chaymish is not included in the kefil. You will have to pay it. מה שאנגל לפי חכום זה גזר את הכוסו ומוקים קייפל is no חוימש even if the חוימש is not the same number of the קייפל you פאטו זה דרשי דו זו דגדור הקטון אם נהיה חוימש אלו לבקפי לא ידיב רבי אנקר ויחידומי אילה אם אני מיקור שווה דל ושם שווה ארבע חום שאלו לבקפי לה קפי לה ארבע וחום שזוזה so we learned this is shit as Rashi pshat in the Gemara that is a yesoid place we'll learn the Gemara stam edayik veloshim aber Rashi learns the Gemara meint alom dishazach that chaymish only could be nichlal bichlal kevel if it's the same number and it's like Rashi do kfele dal bechum shesu ze vekevon de einem shodim loy chaymish mikri ve loy stanki le as a Rashi learn pshat the Gemara אלא לאז מי קורא שווה ארבע ולמסוים שווה זוזה וכפלה זוזה וחמש זוזה דהיינו זאת אומרת, מקור שווה ארבע ושווה שווה זוזה כפל זוזה וואי אז אי דירב כפל כאין שעשה מודה בדין וחום שזוזה בקס חוימש גורס לפי דה קרן אל מקרן כאין שגון, אל תשלום הכיפה, תשלום העבור בחמישה, כשעה סעמוד בדין. זאת אומרת, ראשי פשעה, דקפה לזולה וחוש הזו, זה דחוי משפוס כאן משמינן, וקרן משלם כאין שגון, נמצא קרן ד' וחום שמי סיפה לו מבחוץ זו זה. וקפה לזו זה וקיפה, כשעה סעמוד בדין. נאו, היא ראשנה וסנעה למור. והיינו כרב, את רב סת באוב חידושים. בלעד קרן כאין שגון, את עושה דהר שתחיל שום רב, להב זו זה חום שם. ויקייבל קיין שגון נד כשעה סעמוד בדין, היינו דלת. אלא שמע מנו כרב, בואו חידושים. דת קרן קיין שגון נד, משלום הקייבל דעד אי כשעה סעמוד בדין. אין זה דגמור, אמר רוב, אלוהי לום, דמי קורא שווה ארבע, והשנה משווה ארבע. וכוקה שלו כפי לדלת וחום שזוסה. אך מה יסכים את זה שנשבע וחוזר ונשבע ארבע פעמים והוידו. והתירו אומרו וחמישיו יסוף, והתירו ריבסו חמישיו יסע ארבע בקרן אחת. רוב האנטר סוסף, זה השתיק החידוש. But you know why the חוי משיר is exactly like the כפר? Because he was נשבע וחוזר ונשבע וחוזר ונשבע וחוזר ונשבע. So first we asked before Yoshai Lataki why the חוי משיר are not included with each other. We said maybe it's a sarcosu. But the world has a star kirekash in it. So why the חוי משיר is equal to the כפר? Every חוי משיר separately is not equal to the כפר. You know that the four חומשים together work out to look like the כפר. But any chaymish mitzad atzma, it doesn't look like the kefir. So why you miscata? Any chaymish mitzad atzma, it doesn't look like the kefir. So if any chaymish mitzad atzma, it doesn't look like the kefir, why you miscata? Why you miscata? Everyone separately doesn't look. Let's see Rashi again. We don't understand why. We talk you don't understand why. But in Rashi states Talomdus, that the chaymish has to look like the kefir. If it doesn't look the same, you're not miskato. Has to look the same. Why we don't know? Has to look the same. Shrek the Gemara, the chaymish is not equal to the number of the kefir, the loy kerah. And so the Gemara, no, he was nishma v'chazav, and nishma, he has four chaymish. But every chaymish mitzad atzmoy is not shoved to the kefir. The guy, but anyone doesn't look like a kapore. Every time the Moshul, the Tesaroshi and the Shidim Mekubet is like the Kasha and Rashi Bichla. Rashi says if the Kefil is four and the Chaymish is one, it doesn't look like a Kapor. Because it's giving four, it doesn't look like a Chaymish. It's like the Tesaroshi, pay first one, and then three. That's Mekenish Machandos. Maybe later we'll say Seirawad. But that's not the Mahalach. Tesaroshi pray Taka and Rashi. He doesn't understand. So don't pay the four together. Pay one shekel. Chaymish. Don't look. You see it looks like Chaymish? And then pay another three. Sigetish does it. Because the moment Hashem is there, then we'll get to it, Bezos Hashem. Bli neida. Sinai is buried. Now, don't think about he owes four. Not everyone doesn't look like a kapara. Every chaymish doesn't look like the kefir. We don't understand the Rashi why it has to look like a chaymish. But it doesn't mean that it has to look like a chaymish. No, what's the tell us to think about? It's four chumshim. No, what happens when it's four chumshim? You need to look like kapara. What is a kapara by you? Not four. Because you ke'ilu paying it in four times.
I'm paying four different
things,
but I'm paying four
times. It's ke'ilu I'm paying four different times. Gana, I'm doing it together. And I said again, if I would take one shekel and pay him separately inside the kefil, it doesn't look like a kapara. Even if I could take one and say, look, it's only one. It doesn't go like that. Because we have to look at the chiyuv kefil like ein tashlu. And when a person owes four chumshim, he owes four separate shekels. Granted, he could come to the basin with a star at four. He has to pay four separate ones. He's paying it together. It's not a shayla how he does. I said, to come to the basin, tzumach and shtiklach, he could do anyway. He could come to the basin and pay one by one, and say the chumash will look like a kapora anyway. If it's a chiyuv kefil, we look at a chiyuv of four, and you're paying a chiyuv of one, it doesn't shtim. So what happens when you make four shvayim shvuos, now I have four. Ich habe noch eine Kasche. Der Weg zu sagen, dass ich nicht keine Kasche, ich verstehe ich. Ich habe noch eine Mitte Kasche. Aber mit Recht, gut, er hat doch eine starke Kasche. Wir können nicht lernen weiter, fahren wir so durch Abschad. So now, we had about 2 hours of Abschad. Now we had 2 hours of Abschad. Now we had 2 hours of Abschad. 1 hour we asked, Taki, why one Chaymish is not Moitzi alle Chumshim? And another hour we ask, what helps the Gemara? So it's a fashid. I said, one of the Zogin HaPshad, one of the Achonim of the Zogin HaPshad, I'm a Chudish Dik HaPshad. But, I'm just a Zemes. He's Medayik in the Gemara, look Loshan HaGemara Be'er Gishmat. It's an Achilu Shla Alokha Lefidu. When she Nishba V'Chozo V'Nishba Arba Peromim V'Hoido. Nishba, and then Moide. Same Shaila, how Beidin and Mashbiah, what mit Ruch Kapron, the Rishon, that's not so with Medr, she's to get around to them, but the Rishon, with the Bazundere, Aloch, is Tam, this was Nishba, the Sheker, what mit Ruch Kapron, can you get around to it, so to all the Trotim, though. Aber es gibt ein Eidoi, es ist ein Chiyu. Aber Chamishi ist mit ein Chiyu, Tati. It's one big Chiyu, bevor Chamishi. Not one Chiyu, so it's Tati one Chiyu. This is the reason if it's one Chiyu, Tati, so it's a Kapore of four, not a Kapore of one. And if it's a Kapore of four, Tati, so it's Tati Shtims, that it Shtims with a Kaisel, Tati. It's Tati Shtims, it's Tati Ein לפי דם זה אין הכי רשדון הוא תקה אבל אם יש נשבה והוידה, נשבה והוידה, נשבה והוידה תקה, you can be יוצא לכם בשביל הכסף כזה פור דפן חיוזי סתם הקש, סתם השאלה, איך פרסל זה נשבה לשקר אז נשבה ובואו עדים נשבה ובואו עדים, הוא זאת בוידה, נשבה ובואו עדים נשבה ובואו עדים, and then he was בוידה סתם הקש, איך פרסל זה נשבה לשקר ועוד ביתם משביע הם again כושק סס, מה בכך יקפה לארבע וחום שזוז את תקה תסס אז בין נפקשה that is not in and that the חיימש will be exactly ומי הוא בקונטר ספיר יש ללסלי כפורי בחיימש כיוון שאין לניקה הרמוב לה בתך הכיפה זה מביאה במפורש לחום שאולה לה בכפה לה תקר that שמשל למס החיימש ואולה לה לכיפל הווה ניחה, זה גמור העסק דו תקה שדה חיימש אז לס אבל לא שבכפה לה למשהו מאוחר ותספת אינם יוסים וחיימש אולה מתך כפה לה וריבו מפורש, תעלו שם ברייסי כפורך the mashma the khum shoel le bechol kfeil not the rivo I'm khalek and rashi is no din that the numbers have to be the same the numbers don't have to be the same the khumish is yitz and the kefil is yitz and the khumish everyone abi you cross them each other you don't have to pay the, you pay the most and finish the khumish is more you pay the khumish is the kefil is more you pay the kefil the gaz the glash is the gmor is losh na gmor was mashma to the gmor that is the zalt is break the maram so let's see the rivo what is the difference zwischen Rabbi Yankiv and Chachomim. Rabbi Yankiv holds, if you have Kefil and Chomish, you don't pay both. You cross out each other, and you don't have to pay the Chomish, you pay only the Kefil. Even if the Chomish is less than the Kefil, you just pay the Kefil and you put it. Right? If he pays it. See, Rashi, no, only the Chomish is exactly the same. The Chomish is less, you have to pay. But if he pays it, even if the Kefil is 100 and the Chomish is 1, you pay Kefil and you put it. Chachomim zog, and he says that kosu. The Muslim Kefil is no Chomish. Frag the Maharam, so what is the difference between Rabbi Yankiv and Chachomim? If you both of them, you pay only the Kefil? You pay only the Kefil? What is the difference, Rabbi Yankiv and Chachomim? There's no difference. Zog the Maharam, a first enough kemina. What if the Chomish is more from the Kefil? The Chomish is 1,000, the Kefil is 1. So the Fidus and the Rival, the Fidus and the Anker, you will pay only the Chomish. You don't have to pay the Kefil. Not like we said in Rashi. You will pay only the Chomish. The Fidus and the Chomim, the Mokim Kefil is Nishtok and Chomish. You will pay only the Kefil. You will not pay the Chomish. So that's like the Mara. The Bissel Shpet, Mr. Shemorgim, that's ending in the Apor in Yonim, and the Bettak, after Tesfus, Al Mekeren Kein Shegonav, the Tzvei Shtarki Mahalchim, Vitzel Leon and the Tesfus. The Mahalach of the Mahadur Basra with the Yeshua and the Mahalach of Rav Eger with the Meir Simcha, Chidush of Meir Simcha. Both of them are Shlomet and the Gans of Sugi, Tav Rav Shasye, and then the Siyat HaDishma.
Shalom. Kol Halashon מפיצת הקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cd.strudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.